darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
I saw that bastard Gandalf trying to talk down to us Darkness Brothers.
That son of a bitch. That white, pasty old motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like, some believe that the only great power that can hold evil in check. But that is not what I found. I found that in every small deed of ordinary folks, keep the darkness at the bay. Small act of kindness. Like, fuck you, Gandalf.
That's why Smaug is like the darkness, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's fulfilling our wishes of what we need and what we want. And that's pretty much destroy this little crappy-ass town and ruin this movie. That's what he's for. He's there to provide what we've been asking for, and that's kill off all these bad and boring characters.
My God, I hope, too bad it hasn't burned the books, burned the story. Burned it all to the ground. But
I mean, I don't want the world to be burned, but if it means to encloud them with darkness and shroud them with it, then you know what? I'm all about restarting over again.
Yeah.
Let the darkness cleanse your heart, people.
The darkness.
The darkness will always cleanse your heart if you allow it into your heart. Can I get an amen?
Amen. If only you dip the darkness in your heart into the darkness and let it get covered with the darkness, darkiness.
Mm-hmm.
Let no light shine within that dark realm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the only way the darkness can spread.
Darkness!
Your love. The love for your family, your friends, your love. If you allow the darkness to spread, the darkness can consume you all. Darkness. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Holla darkness.
Holla darkness. That's right. This motherfucker can... What? Damn, shit.
And his connection... I guess the connection out there in California isn't all that great.
Speak for yourself, nigga. I'm here.
Okay, I guess so. Shit, I guess we gotta go back to episode one again.
Then again, I don't live in the valley like Cody does. I live in Long Beach, beautiful Long Beach by the ocean. So, you know, hey. I guess them rocks and mountains ain't getting good connection like the ocean is.
They need to hold up one of those... like an antenna or something, one of those rabbit ears. Try to get some
oil around that motherfucker then.
Old school. Yes, everybody. Well, I guess while we're waiting for Cody to join the darkness, I guess we're going to have an OG darkness.
OG! Original! The darkness! Is that where we just spend the first 30 minutes talking about nothing?
Yeah, pretty. I think we already kind of did that.
Okay,
so.
Whatever. Because that's pretty much what we usually do on these things, anyway. Or well, especially the first episode, like you said. Or can we talk about the Hobbit then?
Nah, we're not going to talk about that plagiarized bullshit.
That plagiarized bullshit. Oh, hey, this is not letting me add Cody. For fuck, what's going on here?
What about you? You, it won't let me add Cody.
Shit, I mean, I'm pressing the button of trying. It is not letting me add. Damn, what did that nigga do? Damn, he must really hit some old people there.
He got banned from Skype.
He got banned. Oh, that darkness. See, Cody allowed darkness into his heart, and it just wouldn't work for him. Damn, I guess we really are about to have an OG. Yep, that motherfucker. Yeah, we are. Damn.
He picked a hell of a good time not to be able to do this, because now we got all your stories and his stories about all the lovely stuff you love to talk about, that lovely con talk.
Oh, that comic con, that kamikaze, which I forgot to do the ending of that.
I know, I thought you had a recap one and two, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I did one, two, and three. I didn't do day four, so I got And day four is where we released all the shit, too. I forgot to do that, though. Is Cody finally here?
I have arrived. My Skype is fucking up, man.
Yeah, I was just telling people, Cody, Cody let darkness into his heart, and Skype will not allow it because that place is white.
Yes, but I'm here. Everything is well.
You have too much darkness to get on Skype. Goodbye.
Goodbye. You finally accepted darkness into your heart. Goodbye. You must have threw away your Hobbit Blu-ray set. Goodbye.
Oh, that British bastard, they don't like that. The Harry Potters and their Hobbits.
Yeah, y'all seen a new Hobbit trailer, by the way?
Man, fuck that trailer.
fuck that movie.
I like how people keep telling me and CJ, mainly CJ's co-host and Spoiling Baz out there, this one's going to be the one you guys been asked for. You know what?
Oh!
You not only 6 hours too late, but you're two fucking movies too late as well. I don't give a shit now.
Oh, man. Yeah. Only 2 seconds of Bilbo in that fucking trailer, man. I'm like,
he said 6 hours are too late. That's putting them lightly.
You know, 6 hours, 2 years, two movies, and a partridge in a motherfucking pear tree too late. How about that? That's it. Don't give a shit what you do with your Attack on Titan poster.
I saw that poster. I'm like, come on now. I said, you know what? That poster's lying. Because at least in Attack of Titan, you know you're going to get some type of action. I swear to God, we're going to go and see that movie. And that dragon only going to be in there for like 5 minutes. And then the rest is going to be like, I'm Bilbo Baggins. I am so sad that all my friends are dead.
Like Morgan Freeman. You need to make him more like Bill Cotton. You see, I let the dragon go free and the motherfucker you know. Oh my God, the greatest story ever told with the most boring characters ever seen. I hate every one of them fucking characters, especially the second one when you find out that they was like, just leave Bilbo, he'll be fine. And I was just like, man, you guys are some dicks. You can at least be one likable character besides that fucking rodent called Gollum? At least I understand his motives.
Right, he's just a crackhead.
He's like fucking that crackhead nephew that, or uncle that Speedy Gonzalez had that was just in slow-mo the whole time. He's like, oh, Speedy, why don't you chill out, you know?
You know, how many times have he made love to that ring? You know, that got a hole in it, so you know he was putting something in there before his finger.
Got a small-ass dick. That's the case. Hole in that dick.
So you know, Cody, no, you know what he did? He put the ring on and imagined a bigger ring and put his dick in.
Okay. That makes sense.
He did have a little loincloth, too, so it was cold out there. So a lot of strength.
He got his little Wonder Woman outfit on and shit. That's exactly what that nigga wearing. He got a little Wonder Woman skirt.
Yes, Cody.
Man, we should get him as a mascot. I think he'd fit just well. He could sit right here in this ratchet chair, right here. I'd be like, sit your ass down, Gollum. Don't you fucking get up. Oh, my precious, whatever. Your precious is on my dick right now, okay?
Cock ring.
I shouldn't say that. I wake up and this nigga got a knife in his hand over my dick.
Say, be careful what you ask for.
He'd be talking to it and everything, like, oh, I love your cock ring.
That shit goes in his mouth or whatever. He'd be like, oh, you know what? This ain't so bad. Yeah. This is just as close as a precious.
Oh, man.
I bet Gollum would do it good, too, because he ain't got no teeth and shit, so. That motherfucker always drooling and shit, spitting and whatever. He'd be like, damn, he ain't got to tell him to do nothing. Shit.
Well, he doesn't have a gag reflex, so he always going,
Gollum, I told you, you coughed that green shit up on me one time. I punched the fuck out of you. I don't know why people are so scared of that little fucker or whatever. Though. Like, look at him. You can just kick his little ass. Ew, get off.
I know, they
got them big-ass feet, and they never kick one thing.
They did punk him, though. You know, you got a hobbit stealing from him twice.
They turned him into a crazier crackhead than what he already was. I love how we went right back to episode one of the Gollum. The Hobbit review. <right.
laughs> That happened at some point.
The most critically acclaimed darkness episode ever, actually.
Oh, that's what happened, Cody, when you don't bring the light, your light into our darkness. You bring nothing.
I was actually the one that brought it up.
I got a ton of fucking thank you, baby. I got a ton. Oh yeah, leave that right there. I got a ton of darkness. Bo at CJ. CJ, why the fuck you can't shut the fuck up? That's what I want to know.
About what?
But first of all,
CJ,
where do I even begin? So you proud that you left me and Cody for Transformers, huh?
Motherfucker, don't think we didn't listen to that podcast.
I want you to know this right now, nigga. You need to cancel that podcast right now because you know why? You are telling too much fucking information that you don't want us to know. Second of all, I want to break down rule number two. Nigga, that's your baby. I don't care what you say. That's your fucking baby. And you want to know how, Cody? Me and my girlfriend, we went over some logic of this, too. This girl said the only way that could be his child is if that woman went dumpster diving. Cody, if he didn't sleep with her, what would she be dumpster diving for?
Exactly.
Condoms? With semen?
A condom of semen. You didn't fuck her, though, remember?
I know, but still.
CJ, your story doesn't add up, brother.
It doesn't add up.
To point out.
Where's your answer to that, nigga? I'm just curious right about now, huh?
I even said, if not, that probably with paper towels, you know, pulling out the towels.
You see, you missed the point, though. You said you never fucked her. So how could your semen be anywhere in near her?
There's more than one way to milk a cow.
You fuck her. Just go ahead and be... nigga, get a blood test. Get a blood test.
I can't wait to destroy that family.
And I hear you keep talking about, I'm going to destroy that family. I'm going to destroy... Nigga, that family ain't going to give two shits about you.
He ain't going to destroy your ass, man.
That man that's been raising that chick's baby or whatever, he ain't going to care no matter because he's still going to consider it to be his daughter. All you gonna do is go there and get a fucking blood test and be like, well, big deal. I don't know if you know, but you live in Ohio. Niggas is simple folks down there. It's very easy to convince
people. Look, man, this ain't Mississippi, okay?
Yes, it is.
I'm in Columbus. I mean, Cincinnati.
I don't know why you and Lana used to always try to talk about, oh, we live up north. Nigga, you live in the south. I don't give a fuck.
No, it's not.
Redneck County down there or whatever and shit. Just because you're the only nigga walking the streets right now, don't think it's not Redneck County or whatever.
It's not.
I just want
not
you to know you let P1 off the hook when you decided to bring Duke the motherfucking bear back, aka CJ's fucking ego on a train.
I love how he claimed father ownership when it comes to his fucking dog, but his own child. He's like, nah, he ain't my
baby. I'm sad for that dog because he lost it the same fucking day.
Motherfucker's proud to be a father of that. He's like, yeah, take my baby.
I love
baby,
my little Yugi.
Son of a bitch, you.
You black son of a bitch. And this nigga, okay, another thing. Stop claiming you on Movie Spoilers right now. Because how you gonna sit up here and say you watched a movie illegally and then gave not only a plot synopsis, but told the damn main plot of it? Do you not know studios will come after your ass for that shit?
Oh, well.
Why are you announcing that you seeing shit like that?
That is true.
Do not do that, Negro. Do not do that at all. Do you want to know why I keep my mouth shut on early screeners now? It's because I don't want them fucking emailing me. So keep your fucking mouth shut. Because nowadays, they don't send warnings no more. They send subpoenas after your... So, shut your black ass up, nigga. Okay? Shut your black ass up. That's the reason why on MovieSpoilersPodcast.com, reviews go up on Saturdays and Sundays. There's a fucking reason behind it. Because you're spoiling the fucking movie. Studios don't like that shit. Post it a day after it comes out, whatever. Do not talk about a fucking movie that you saw legally a month in advance and then spoiling that shit. I don't give a goddamn if it's fucking Disaster Movie Part 2. Shut the fuck up, nigga. The words of Corey Coleman of staying the fuck off Facebook, stay the fuck off a microphone, nigga.
Oh boy.
Jesus Christ, nigga. I just kept seeing your posts and shit. I was like, I'm gonna kill this nigga if he don't shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I just looked up right now, saw a new post of yours. I looked at him, I was like, I told my fiance, I looked at him and said, this nigga will not shut the fuck up, will he? He just will not shut. I saw a movie earlier, I'm gonna tell you how it was, whatever. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Wait till it comes out.
If that movie wasn't illegal.
Did you get approval from that studio that you can give a fucking review or your opinions on it? No, you fucking did not. So shut the fuck up. You will not have my name go down with your black ass. Jesus Christ, nigga. People, I want to give you. People always ask us, how do you start a movie podcast? How do you do this? Where I'm gonna give you the first fucking rule right now. If you're gonna review fucking movies, you shut the fuck up unless a studio gives you permission to fucking give you a review.
Oh man.
Jesus Christ, nigga. Damn, you fucking rookies. Jesus Christ.
Oh man.
Papa Martin, back me up on this, because he recently announced a month ago, whatever, a studio called to contact him on that shit. So shut the fuck up, CJ. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Cancel that goddamn crappy ass podcast of yours too.
Well, I guess we're gonna go back to hiatus.
Oh, there you go. Shit.
Love how you went out your way to bring that shit back too.
I don't give a fuck. That nigga was talking too much.
Yeah, he can't show up shit.
You pissed me the fuck off on that podcast.
Shit, the stable.
Son of a fucking bitch, you. You sat up there. I was actually proud that I left them niggas hanging or whatever. You black bastard. You
son of a bitch. I'm proud, too.
I got two more complaints. How the fuck do you have time for a dog, but you can't go fucking see Transformers? And how in the fuck do you have time to bring back a podcast and record it on a day that you're supposed to record with us, and your ass can't even get together to do that movie?
Yeah, I had a good weekend.
Cody, what's your line? CJ, why are you quiet, nigga? mind if I borrow a line from you, Cody? Why are you quiet, nigga?
Yeah, so, okay, look, so the movie I saw today, I mean, yeah, I'll be quiet until next week, until we talk about it.
Don't you fucking give no review. Don't you fucking give a 6-minute review. Don't you give shit or whatever. And then announce that, all right, you can catch me on movie spot. Don't you say that. Keep your fucking mouth shut or whatever. Jesus Christ. I shouldn't have to break these goddamn rules down to you. Shit.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ, nigga. Do you ever wonder why P1 keeps secrecy sometimes?
Oh, man,
I bet that you don't think about that at times, do you?
Oh, man.
Why are you quiet, nigga? Why are you quiet? I'm talking to you, nigga.
Yeah, I have shit to say. It ain't his podcast right now, so I have shit to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good move, Cody. Shit, because I'm going to tell you right now about Do the Bear. People, you want to know about Do the Bear? Like I said right now, I'm going to say it right now. I didn't listen to 46 episodes of that goddamn show. And I can tell you what that goddamn show is all about right now. It is about CJ's ego getting boosted like a motherfucker. His co-host, most of the time, don't say a goddamn thing but agrees with everything this Negro says. And that's, I'm talking about not just any co-host, I'm talking about every one of his fucking co-hosts. And he sits up there and brags and talks about himself for the fucking hour that they do that show for. Do you not, CJ?
I don't consider bragging.
Okay.
Okay. I haven't listened to many episodes that he's did, but come on, man. He might know that shit.
Bragging, I mean, no.
Who makes a podcast where they have a co-host and they just talk about themselves?
Yeah, I give my co-host the time to talk about what she need to talk about or whatever she likes to talk about.
I don't do anything as crazy as you, CJ. Well, then let me tell you more about my weekend.
I love talking about his weekend. Only his weekend.
People, you know, if P1, the most arrogant, egotistical, maniacal son of a bitch, is the one saying this right now, the biggest asshole on the planet, podcast award nominated asshole for that matter, whatever shit, saying this, you know for a fact I can tell an ego when I see one, and that nigga CJ has an ego. And if you can't tell it from on this show, listen to Do the Fucking Bear then. You can follow that on Not Worth the Kick in the Ass podcast website right there. You go there, you click on that one, and you listen 1-45, and you tell me if CJ has a motherfucking ego or not.
No. I guess I'll give you, either I'll give you some more.
Hey, we're fucking struggling to find words right now.
I know, what the hell does that even mean? You gonna struggle? You give me more what? I didn't ask for nothing, CJ. What are you giving me more of?
Oh, man. Oh.
That nigga quiet as fuck with her. So, does this intervention help you at all? Do you understand now where we're coming from on this? Do not
think
that you didn't watch movies illegally a month in advance and then talking about giving a fucking review for it. You fucking motherfucker, you.
Yes, P1, I understand you loud and clear.
Jesus fucking Christ. I swear, people, when they get a microphone, they just want to talk their ass off, don't they? Shit. Fuck it, I don't care. I'll spoil the movie. I'll tell you, like, God damn. Shit. Rule number one, people.
If anything, I'm a cautionary tale for the people out there who want to start their own.
You already got child support, nigga. You don't need a fucking studio paying you on child support neither, shit. Another thing. Please answer me and Cody this. How are you going to start a reboot another podcast over, and you can't even make it on time for ours?
Thank you.
What are you making on time? I gave y'all an ample warning today.
Cody, how many episodes we done now?
We didn't talk about today, CJ.
We're not going to bring up old shit.
Okay? Oh, no, fuck that.
We're going to move forward.
No. You're going to boost about your shit. We're going to boost about our shit on against you, motherfucker. Fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. You went on your own damn show and shit, and you ran your little mouth about how you was proud, nigga, so now we're going to murder your ass, nigga.
Fuck that.
And by the way, Wayne, here's a favor for you as well, because he talked about Wayne as well, whatever, so stay fucked in for that as well. So did you not think by opening your mouth you wasn't gonna have no repercussions on the darkness?
You think that shit was gonna get hurt, CJ? Really?
A part of me thought, yeah.
The only thing he got right is when he said, yeah, P1's all wifed up now, or whoever thought that he was the one out of all of us to be the one that's stable or whatever. And he said, I bet P1's listening to this right now going, you goddamn right. And you know what I said? You goddamn right. You goddamn right. I ain't called the phenomenal one for nothing, nigga. That's the only goddamn thing you got right on that damn shit.
Mm. All going according to plan. Awesome.
Nigga, don't change the subject. Subject can't change right now. We ain't done with your ass right now.
Let's try to do that shit, man. You trying to be sick with that shit, too.
Yeah, he really does. He think, like, he tried to laugh it off, like, oh, well, now that we over it. We're not over it. We just asked you a question, CJ.
I made a mistake. You know how to cope. Yeah. Fuck you, CJ.
At what part in your mind, even Wayne caught that, he was just like, yeah, I heard that part where he said he was proud of your guy. I was like, I know y'all going to give him shit for that. I was just like, you goddamn right.
What'd he say?
He said he even heard that part where you was proud that you fucking left us for Transformers, nigga.
No. I did not know you guys would hear that part. Mm.
Do you not think that we would tune in to each one of each other's podcasts to make sure if the other is talking shit? Did you not think that?
Oh, man.
Because I knew that was the first thing going in my head when I first saw that show go back. CJ going to say something.
Yeah, he always says something. He always incriminated himself. You know, he don't even mean to.
The thing was, he opens up that podcast by saying, oh, I can clear some of this darkness down with some light by opening up to, you know. Go ahead and say, CJ, you really wanted to say, not them two goofball Negroes or whatever.
I didn't say nothing like that.
You damn sure wanted to say that.
Don't put words in my mouth.
You damn sure wanted to say that.
No.
You was talking about I could bring some light to this darkness now where I could open up to somebody that ain't going to make fun of me.
I didn't say anything of that nature.
She'll just agree with me. Like she's been doing for the, like they've been all doing for the past fucking episodes.
Well, I'm glad I have a person like you to keep me leveled.
Oh, no, I'm not going to just level you, nigga. No. You're going to be living with the TMNT niggas. Or I'm done with you. You're going to be on the ground by the time I'm done with you. Ain't just level. You black son of a bitch. You go raise your child. I don't give a fuck. I like how every time he brings up his child, too, and he gives an explanation, I'm just like, I'm still waiting on that explanation.
Thank you.
Where is that explanation at?
None of that shit is holding. You sort of wait.
None of it. The more you open your mouth on it, the more you just incriminate yourself.
Yeah, exactly. The worse you fucking look, CJ.
As soon as you said, I broke up with her in June, she had a baby in July. I'm just like, huh, a year later, huh? That time frame is looking pretty mighty close, man.
No, it's not mighty close at all.
She got pregnant right
We broke up in June.
After y'all left?
And then she broke up in June, and she had a baby in July of the next year. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then what does he go and say? The only way that could be mine is if she goes dumpster diving and finds a condom or something like that with my stuff in it. Where that's the only way.
Pretty much.
But you said on that same episode you didn't sleep with her.
I didn't.
Okay, Cody, he's not getting it now.
No, he's not.
He's not getting it. What would she be looking for then, Cody?
Yeah.
Sometimes you may want to put a condom on and, you know, you come in a condom and, you know, don't want to get it all over the place.
But you just said you didn't sleep.
You don't have to. I'm not understanding how we missing each other.
Months later, to get your seed. I don't understand that. Why would she go out of her way to do that?
That's what I'm saying. That's the only way that could happen. That is what I'm saying.
That's your child. That's what we're trying to point out, though.
No, it is not.
That's a kid.
It's not.
DJ.
Yeah,
because we gotta try to relive the three and a half million.
No.
TJ, I swear on my love for Marvel, that's your kid. And Cody can confirm that for you. My love for Marvel is strong. So,
oh, it is huge.
Yeah, exactly. So Cody, break it down for him.
Come on, man. He gave fucking Iron Man 3 and Thor the Dark World high ratings, so come on now.
I just high ratings.
Man, I'm trying to pull down Iron Man 3. Now, look, we can talk crazy about me doing all this other stuff. You leave Iron Man 3 alone.
Okay, all right, CJ. Anyway, back to your black ass.
Yeah. I like how you two about to go, and I'm just like, I'm going to be quiet on this one. I'm going to see how far that goes.
I ain't even going to talk about getting the Iron Man 3 trap again. Fuck that.
That's a trap?
Yeah, it's a trap.
It was more of an understanding of why you didn't like it. That was all I was asking. That's all. And then you gave your opinion. So, yeah. There you go.
Yes, I did. That is true.
Yeah.
And I will still tell you, I still like that film because it's good.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. Hey, like what you like, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Critically and financially successful, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Is it not, though?
Yeah, primarily.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, cool.
Just throwing it out there. just saying.
That movie did hurt you. Huh? But, oh, well.
So, CJ, now back to your child.
Yeah. Back to the thing that's not mine.
What do you? Because I'm not done yet. Mm-mm. People,
go ahead.
People, yeah. Mainly Luke. You wanted to know the child's baby's name. little old Glory, huh? Little Gloriel, huh?
Gloriel.
Oh my god, yeah, man.
It don't get no ghettoer than that. You know that CJ's baby now.
No, it's not.
CJ, bougie ass, giving these ghetto ass names out. What the hell is wrong with you?
Cody, I don't play Grand Theft Auto 5.
I don't agree with their representation of the black community.
I name a bitch Gloriel.
But I'm a daughter some ghetto ass shit.
I like how Sammy said that I was hoping it was not Diamond or Cinnamon or something. I'm just like, Gloriel's damn near up there with a stripper name.
Yeah, exactly.
That's beyond up there. That's like above and beyond. That's in, like, the next galaxy of beyond the ghetto.
No, you know what that is? That is when the DJ stops the music and announces the stripper that's coming out right now, whatever. He's like, oh, you know what this is? This is from Dusk Till Dawn when they announced Selma Hayek coming out. That's what that name is.
This is if a church had a strip club and it was okay to be a Christian stripper. That's exactly
there you go, bring your church back into it again.
It is the church.
This is
the church, man.
That's some Spring Breaker shit.
Yeah.
I love how
you see how
that church
that cheese,
is that church?
It is that church, man.
Did you fuck her in that church?
Man, I should have.
Hmm.
That church did.
Interesting, huh?
Very interesting. I guess he was hoping for Jesus' forgiveness if he fucked her in the church. Fuck her home. It's like, damn, I fucked up on that one.
No, I wouldn't.
What was that, CJ?
I thought I would totally own up to it if I did.
Okay, CJ.
Then go take a test now.
I will.
All right.
I'm so ready for it. I can't wait for you. Since you're so confident, I can't wait for you to prove us wrong. How about that?
I am extremely confident.
That nigga ain't going to tell us. Nope. So you know why?
I would say.
Because you know why, Cody? You know, you heard what that nigga said on Do the Bear. If I find it's my baby, I'm going to quit my job. I quit everything. I'm going to leave and boot all shit. So that nigga ain't going to tell us what. We just ain't going to hear from him. That's the only way we're going to find out. We ain't going to hear from his ass.
Yo, you ain't going to do. You'll switch the blood. That's what he's going to do.
I like how he keeps telling us what he's really going to do, but it's like 2 days ago. We just heard what you're going to do, nigga. You said it all. That's why I told you, CJ, keep your fucking mouth shut. See? Did you not think we was going to listen to that?
This motherfucker just can't help himself. Mm-hmm. Cannot.
A piece of me thought. Yeah, I thought I did.
Well, that piece of you was wrong as fuck, CJ.
I guess you forgot to tell Wayne to edit that out. You said it with such confidence, too, like as if we wasn't listening to it, though. Especially when you said, I'm proud of that Transformers show. You said that shit with the utmost confidence. I was just like, this nigga laughing about it. Like,
You don't give a quarter of a fuck. I'm like, wow.
I thought Bush didn't give a fuck. No, exactly. CJ don't give a fuck.
Oh, man. Well, I guess I got caught, huh?
Goddamn right you got caught.
I guess I didn't know that were gonna happen.
Damn, this nigga still don't give a fuck. You can hear it in his voice, like, well, fuck you.
Well, it happened, so fuck it.
Yeah, that's exactly what he sounds like. He's not even trying to be secretive about it. He's just like, well, fuck it.
Really ain't my problem anyway.
Shit, you niggas in L.A. and I'm down here in buttfuck nowhere. Ohio and shit, getting raped by Andy from the Andy and Griffith show.
There's like, no hillbilly like that up here. Yeah, it is, man.
Yeah. Come on, nigga. I didn't been up there two times, nigga. Come on, it's nothing but hillbillies up there. Come on.
Just because you got lost in the whole Hills Have Eyes territory of it,
still your part though. This is not. But you just said even if I got lost in your area, it's still your area, right?
Ever, man. This is not Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to try to claim Cincinnati or Columbus like that, but there are some good parts in here, man. I'm telling you, there's like a lot of, it's a booming city.
It's a Republican city. Yeah, I know.
You mean like a Hunger Games Republican city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's only booming now because LeBron came back.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Okay. Oh, Cleveland going to be booming because LeBron went back.
Man, so once he left fucking Ohio, he just went down to the drains, man.
Cleveland went to the drain.
I was everywhere.
Nah, there's still rich white people in Columbus and Cincinnati.
Cody, I was going to say, ain't nothing going to be booming since he's back. Only thing going to be booming since he's back is them fucking fingers that you take to the fucking game. Ain't a goddamn thing going to be booming down there. Ain't going to be like, Niagara is back. All right. I told you he'd be back. God damn it.
The only thing going to be booming is the gunshots. Look at me shooting towards him.
Don't y'all state allow you to walk in the restaurants with guns and shit?
You mean that Chick-fil-A thing? I mean, not Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, when people were showing their rights.
Yeah, Ohio is...
You got where they show their rights in.
Hey, Ohio is really inside of a time capsule, man. My God.
No, it's not, man. It's not like... I'm telling you, it's not like Mississippi.
Why are you so eager to come out here, then? And you don't hear us eager to come out there?
Fuck you, that's why.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why you can't sit still in your city, in your state for long enough? Why you are...
This is not even my state.
I'm always going to Kentucky and shit.
Yeah.
I have no land.
Going to Austin next month and shit. And
yeah.
I have nothing. I don't even have a place. I don't have a place in Chicago. I don't have a place nowhere.
I don't even claim Chicago no more. Come on now. Let's be real.
Yeah, I can't really. I haven't been there I haven't lived there in 10 years.
You know, you don't claim it because too many niggas down there for you. There's going to be
Hey, look, there's plenty of rich people that live out on the other parts of Chicago.
Now, see, you moved from Chicago, Democratic black state, to Ohio, white Republican state.
Blue state.
If that don't scream bougie, nigga, then I don't know what is. Your bougie ass.
Ohio was one of the states that helped Obama win the election.
That's because they didn't want a woman to win.
That's how backwards it is. It's like a black dude before a woman. Holy hell.
That's always been the truth, though.
Cody, you remember what the Klan said? We'd rather have a nigger in there than that bitch.
Oh, man. Ohio, man, I love you.
I like how he tried to throw that at me, though. Like, that's why we helped Obama win or whatever. It's like, yeah, because y'all didn't want that bitch to win. Oh, there was part, they even said it were the Klan. voted for Obama because they didn't want fucking.
I don't know where this man was.
Well, I don't know. Fuck, man.
You guys are terrible people.
Ohio's full of terrible people. What the hell?
Are we terrible people? By stating facts? No, no. By stating facts, we terrible people?
Hey, we're Angelinos, man. Shit. We're good people,
Angelinos,
man.
Angelinos are decent. At least we got enough comments to have diversity.
Thank you.
All right, well, that was that weekend. How was you guys' weekend? I haven't heard about y'all.
Our weekend was drunk and fun.
Mm-hmm. Drunk and fun.
A lot of fun, actually.
I know. I heard Martin talked about how he hung out with you.
What the hell?
That's all we did Saturday, CJ. We podcast. Mm. Matter of fact, that was our podcast marathon. Stick a camera on us and put it on YouTube and put a fucking donation button up. Whatever. That's all we did. Right, Cody?
We did. It's like 6 hours, 7 hours straight. Just boom.
7 hours straight podcast.
Back.
Then we had carne asada, mm-hmm. some wine, beer.
Yep. Talk about some upcoming projects, if you will, or excursions.
You got it done that day. I felt accomplished like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Mm.
All that shit went up on time on the weekend. See, CJ, we see that, CJ? We get it done.
Well, good. I'm so happy for you guys.
That nigga don't give a shit.
No, you're not, CJ. Don't even fucking say, man.
We telling you this to motivate you to get your shit together. That's what we're
trying to inspire.
We can just tell right now. You don't give a two shit.
Yeah, this is going at one ear and out the other, man.
But yet he wants to bring back Do the Bear. The darkness killed that fucking podcast, and I will kill that motherfucker again if I have to. The darkness is known as the podcast killer.
You see, I wouldn't feel so bad about him making an effort to bring it back if he was on time with this shit. Well, the other shit, too. You see, I'll be cool with that, him, but nah.
I would be happy for him, actually, proud or whatever, if I wouldn't have to ask him every review, did you see the movie, CJ? Where even though 2 weeks beforehand, we collectively come together as a group, the Darkness Brothers, mm-hmm. and announce and schedule that.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them be your ideas, Negro.
I'm glad I have such great ideas, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Cody, who wanted to do Transformers review?
CJ.
You know what? You know what he gonna say too, Cody? You guys want to do Expendables review? Because I saw. See, if it's relevant to CJ, that's the only way we're gonna do something. And another thing, how the fuck you gonna talk about Snowpiercer when you saw that shit on Bootleg?
Oh, yeah, Snowpiercer, man. That was just hyped up, man. That was kind of overrated.
Man, you didn't even see that shit in the full.
I saw it. No. I had the VOD.
You could rent that shit on PS4 AC for like $6, man.
Thank you.
It was on VA. I got it on VOD. We got Time Warner.
Oh. You said Bootleg. You saw it.
Bootleg.
You said you couldn't even see the subtitles.
I said Bootleg for everything, so.
You said you couldn't even see the subtitles. That's what Bootleg, you was watching it on. Shit, I'm just looking at, because me and Cody even talked about that on Saturday about how you can watch that on VOD and shit. Matter of fact, it even came up in a question or whatever and shit that we talked about.
Right.
And we looked it up, didn't we, Cody? It's like $7.
Yeah.
How can you say something is not good? That goes back to your video game theory. How can you say that game is shit and you even play it?
Still experiencing, man.
I would never review a movie watching it on Bootleg and complaining about the effects on it.
Well,
how can you even deny that Matrix comparison? You didn't even know the maker. When the fucking when you're watching it, when some dude is standing up in the middle of it,
it was definitely no dude, man.
Oh, the chick man. My bad.
It was nobody standing in front of the camera screaming, "Yo, Bouquet,
man, this nigga, you a bold nigga. I know that. That's for sure." He was a bold Negro. Sitting up here talking about a movie. Oh, it's just overhyped. Or ain't nothing good about that movie. And then what do you niggas do? You name three other movies that don't even fucking compare to that movie.
Like what?
Better than
what
all three of them fucking movies that y'all name.
And what did I say?
How to Train Dragon 2. 22 Jump Street. I just like, you niggas is crazy now.
Wait, how did I kind of command that to... How did I try to compare that to...
Now, because exact words, quoting right here. People, go ahead and look it up. I saw some other movies that were hyped up as good and were good. Is that what you not said? Was that not said on the podcast?
Okay, I thought you said that I said that Snowpiercer is just like How to Train Your Dragon 2. Because I did not say that.
You made the movie sound... as if it's like Two Guns or something like that. It's just fun. Go see it because of that, whatever.
It is just fun.
Oh, you out your... Okay, nigga.
Man, it's
no revolution. How would you know? You saw it on fucking bootleg.
I didn't see it on bootleg. I actually saw the real version.
People, go back to listen to Dude Bear. I swear, this nigga explains how he saw the fucking movie and everything, whatever. And then he explains he couldn't even see the subtitles. He didn't even know what was going on in one scene or whatever and shit.
I need subtitles because I'm deaf in one ear, so I know. Sometimes I like having subtitles.
No, you said you couldn't see the subtitles because you saw them. That was your exact... I couldn't see the subtitles because I watched it on bootleg.
Well, it wasn't all that. It was a good movie.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't the Second Coming of Jesus. So.
Oh, Cody. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. Oh, my
God. The fuck is that noise?
What noise?
CJ's baby.
Some shit yeah. Rumbling or something. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Earthquake.
Yep. Oh,
that
was probably CJ's ego. Never mind.
It was Godzilla.
Let them fight. So, what was one of the annoying things you saw at Comic-Con?
Who's he talking to?
Annoying thing.
As far as what he told us, what we did in our recap, I guess it was the Godzilla thing.
Yeah, Godzilla thing, definitely, because I got fucking angry with that shit. That pissed me the fuck off.
What, Mothra and somebody else?
No, I just heard about Godzilla, period.
No. Just saying the word Godzilla pissed me
yeah,
off.
Yeah, Godzilla just irks me right now. It's
you
like
know what even pissed me more off, whatever, is that Cody was absolutely right. We brought up that they were trying to create a universe.
Oh, yeah,
and
yep.
As soon as that post went up,
mm-hmm.
Internet websites was already posting, this could be successfully stabilized as Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yep.
What?
I was like, man, I couldn't get less of a fuck, dude.
It makes sense.
Because this new King Kong project they have doesn't sound fucking interesting to me right now.
Sound boring. That sounds boring. Fuck.
And I heard they're trying to get Joe Cornish on it, but I'm like, just stay with
Cornish. Don't want that shit.
Yeah, just keep up with the original shit, man. I think you're best at that.
And another thing that pissed me off about it is, you know, neither one of them is going to die then. It's going to be some shit where they work things out, whatever. Somehow they found a way for monsters to be just sympathetic and win the crowd over. Now they're going to find a way for monsters to work things out and shit.
And they're going to be pulling the same shit in that movie, too. Oh, you know, they're just misunderstood, but they're heroes.
Exactly.
They fight up all the other monsters. I'm like, man, fuck you.
Monsters are to be like when superheroes fight each other. And like, they one throw a punch, the other throw a punch, and then they just stop. Like, wait a minute. We're good guys.
You know, by 2014, why do people still get excited about when they hear little rumors and newses about this shit? It's like, if people are like, okay, I'll go back and say these people that say Dawn of the Planet of Apes was predictable, which I agree with them. It is predictable. But for me, every movie is predictable. But isn't the news in Hollywood predictable as well of when you hear something like this, of what they can do with that movie?
Yeah.
Is that not going to be predictable of how that works out? Because I already see how the movie works out personally in my own damn mind right now. I don't know about you guys, but...
Yeah.
See, I think the studio, they enjoy that when they give you a little bit of something, and then they let people's brains run off with it, because nothing is better than your own imagination. You know, nothing can ever live up.
The best example of that is me and Cody, movie spoilers, trailer talk of Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
Plot for plot, we talked about that movie, and at the end of that trailer talk, we said, hope it doesn't end like that. Hope it's good, though, actually.
And what happened?
Sure enough. Saw that fucking movie.
What fucking happened?
That 2 hours.
Eight pieces. And that's coming from people, from me and Cody's standpoint, who see movies more than the average Joe would ever see a lot. So we understand what. So don't you think that these people that attend Comic-Con and all these men would have an understanding of like, oh, if they make that, this is what's going to happen, whatever. Did we not call, they going to, some out of nowhere, Godzilla, the end of that fucking movie, is just going to be accepted by people's shit. Now, I knew that was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to be that insulting watching it.
Yeah, especially because all that came before it. All the a bunch of nothing that fucking happened.
Nothing.
A bunch of nothing.
Godzilla, the nothing.
It was just Godzilla getting mad because two other monsters were about to have sex.
Exactly. Basically.
Why?
You know, wait a minute.
I don't get that. What is Godzilla? I like this giant creature, bigger than everything else in the city, did not destroy one fucking building. He literally walked the road as if he was a car.
I can see him having that. I walk the lonely street, and he just.
You know, somebody actually had the balls to message me and say, "Well, you didn't like the destruction in Man of Steel." I said, "Superman is a fucking alien. Let alone, I almost said human being, whatever. But he's a person. Who knows what the fuck he's doing? Godzilla is a creature."
A force of nature.
Force of fucking nature. Don't even. That's the stupidest comparison ever. Go ahead, Cody.
No, I was saying, people love to give those movies comparisons.
Oh my god, you know what? You're right, actually. You're actually right.
I'm very right, yeah. People bitch about the whole destruction thing, like, oh yeah, Godzilla, man, it made sense as opposed to Man of Steel. It both didn't make fucking sense.
Oh my god. You know what? I'm changing my rating on God. It's a double fuck it. That fuck them.
Yeah, dude. I swear. My God, man. The more I think about the movie, God, it really fucking irks me. Like, it ruins my fucking day thinking about the movie. Like, seriously.
You need to sit down with someone that likes it and tries to explain to you why it's a good movie. It's just like sitting there looking like.
I'm just, you can't do nothing but shake your head. What else can you do?
It's one of those movies, definitely. Like, I know we all have our disagreements on movies or whatever.
Of course,
but definitely,
of course.
Those movies can be questionable as far as, like, it had this going for me or something like that, whatever. But in this movie, people sit up here and try to defend why it's the greatest movie of the year. And if you don't like it, something's just wrong with you.
Right.
And I'm just looking at it like, oh, my God. And Cody did something to write. This is Man of Steel all over again where I got to defend it. How can you say it's a good movie? Seriously. Damn the destruction of Man of Steel. Let's talk about how it didn't make any fucking sense at the fucking beginning when everyone was talking. The fucking dialogue doesn't even match the scene.
And not only that, people keep harkening back to that point, that notion that, oh, yeah, just like the old Godzilla family, they didn't really show him like that much. I'm like, well, okay, why do you gotta bring up bullshit? Like, that's why it's like, that phrase is really relevant right now.
Not only that.
I'm like, I don't even want to see that.
Those movies were shit.
Yes.
Okay, come on, those movies were shit. Let's be real. Those movies were fucking straight to Netflix B movies.
And it makes me wonder how Godzilla had got such a big fan base in the first place. I don't get it.
You know what? You know what? That's a good fucking point too, because I'm sure only anime fans was actually the ones watching them old classic Godzilla films and shit like that.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh.
I mean, Godzilla. It was definitely it's nostalgic, and it was definitely cheesy to watch. You're right. It is a B movie.
Yes.
They are like B movies. So.
Okay, defend your point of the anime.
I can't defend that point. You know, you're right. You absolutely freaking right.
I was going to say the Roland Emmerich movie. They have much more Godzilla than this new one.
See, Cody, now when I said this in review, will you back me up on this now or whatever? People will say it's much better than. I'm just like, to me, it's the same fucking movie almost.
Right. And I probably would accept that Roland Emmerich one more if they had this Godzilla in it, because at least this Godzilla looks fucking good, you know?
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. But
that Godzilla and Roland Emmerich look like that goddamn dinosaur from Power Rangers that. The Red Ranger called.
Like that gecko from Geico commercial.
Oh, bad.
Well, you know what? Martin said that same exact thing, though. He's like, you take this Godzilla and put him in a Roller Gamer one, they would have loved that shit just as
exactly.
well. I was like, and people were saying how better this one. I even said on the review, I swear to God, if they're the same fucking movie. One's just got a different tone to it or whatever.
Right.
If you really look at this tone of it, it's really fucking silly, especially when you have Ken Watanabe in there and delivering the lines he has to do. And he's just like, How's that? I'm sorry, they did not find the perfect balance. That movie is dog shit. That's Fuck probably it. Definitely one of the worst movies of the summer.
Oh, God. It's just,
it's definitely one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I personally, even more than Man, personally for me, even more than Man of Steel, because I didn't really care about Superman in the first place, but I actually had expectations for this one just from all the hype that I was getting.
I'm on the same page with you.
Yeah, I walked out. I thought this was the most insulting movie of the summer. And not just this summer. I mean, the past recent summer, I was hyped up for something. I haven't felt this let down since Green Lantern.
Yeah, well, shit, it was more insulting for me because I went with friends that, who were big Godzilla fans. I think they walked out loving that shit. I was like,
oh, jeez.
I know.
For real.
I consider myself as a big Godzilla old school fan, but okay. I saw this and I'm like, oh my God, like why? Why was it 2 hours? 2.5 hours.
Well, you're right. I remember you got into on a podcast, you and Wayne got into it, and you was defending Godzilla. He defended Mad Max. I remember that. So, yeah, you are a big Godzilla fan, CJ, so I'm shocked you were more insulted by it.
Speaking of Mad Max, I'm going to talk about that, too. You guys see that trailer?
Yeah, I saw that trailer, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... People are losing their shit over that trailer. I'm like... it's just like...
It looks like chaos.
It's a bunch of fucking explosions. I'm like... I don't see what's here to get so fucking hyped about.
You know what I'm hyped about for it?
What's that?
Charlize Theron and Tom Hardy.
Yeah, they look cool, but...
No, I'm saying as them, because Charlize Theron is my favorite actress and shit like that, whatever. I'm saying for them. Not from the trailer standpoint, I'm excited about it to see them.
Okay, I'm just...
The trailer, like you said, I agree completely with you, though.
I'm like, they do the same shit in these Transformers trailers or any other fucking trailer, pretty much, and people know the shit for those. Why Mad Max? I don't understand that.
Yo, we can talk about another trailer, too. Dawn of Justice.
Dawn of fuck.
Hey, you know what? That one, you know what? I'm not going to lie. Seeing Batman on there with Dark Knight Return suit, that gave me, like, I'm a little jitty inside. Like, I wasn't losing my shit like the dude in that video you saw. Like,
oh, my God!
Oh, that was like that. Like,
you sure when you saw Superman eyes looking at you?
It was cool to see a Batman and Superman on the same screen.
He looks at him,
but like
he looks at me. He looks at him.
No. But you know, it's a teaser. It ain't really no show shit. But I just like the look of it, even from that bootleg, because it looks it's very comic book.
Superman said, "Batman, get that light on my face."
I got it. Wayne made a point. I got to agree with Wayne on this one. I can't tell if that's Ben Affleck or not because it's so fucking dark outside. Yeah. Second of all, that nigga has yet to move yet, so I gotta see that shit. I'm just like, every time I see this nigga, he keep posing down or something like that. It's like, he looks good. Don't get me wrong, but nigga, you need to do something by now because it's not getting exciting. But it's just staying on a standpoint on a straight line now. Whatever. And it's like by this point, y'all got to do something now. Whatever. It's like I got to see more than glowing eyes now.
Well, shit, yeah, it's like 2 years, so I don't think they're trying to blow their watch just yet.
I mean, I hate to jump on the Marvel bandwagon right now, but in the Avengers teaser, they showed Iron Man versus the Hulk. I mean, fuck, man, come on, at least show something. I mean, them two grabbing, show some movement or whatever. At least, I mean. Shit, man. I'm like, fuck, dude. And the reaction to that shit, I was like, all right.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That was fucking ridiculous.
The fanboys is really starting to make me want to put this comes from a guy dressed up as Batman, his artwork right now. They really make me want to put Batman in my back pocket right now and just ignore the fuck out of people because I told Luke and Wayne, you know what? I wonder if I post right now, fuck Batman. What the reaction I would get to that?
That guy
and Luke dared me. And Luke dared me to post on Refugees Spill. Now, granted, I ain't on that page anymore, so I don't know if I can post anything. But
like, just every
I am almost tempted to post that shit because that trailer reaction was just goddamn ridiculous. I'm sorry, and people talk about how amazing this film is going to be. I'm just like, you saw 30 seconds of nothing.
Me and Generous V1, it was 20.
Oh, okay, 20. My bad. You know what, you're right, because all I saw was a logo.
Yes, you can't count the logo. You can't count the guy orgasm.
Right.
Like, you know what? He don't have a girlfriend. Because if he did, she'll be so mad. She's like, I have never heard you sound like that having sex. You can even laugh longer than this trailer. And then you scream it over here.
Exactly.
The excitement for the film should be more of just Batman and Superman on live action or whatever. Other than that...
That was my main thing with the trailer. Just seeing them on the screen together, like, oh, yeah, it's kind of cool. Like I said, I wasn't losing my shit over it, but I was like, oh, okay, this looks much more comic booky than fucking Man of Steel. So I was like, okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's my problem right there, whatever. Another reason why I don't give a shit is because fucking Man of Steel sucked. That's why.
Right.
To be honest, it didn't look like it learned a goddamn thing by bringing Zack Snyder back on here or whatever.
It
and employing him. that he did a great job on Man of Steel, employing his ass, whatever, to the point where we get this bitch, Wonder Woman, dressed up in a fucking Hooters outfit. Yeah, fuck the Xena references, whatever. This
Hooters.
I don't give a fuck what you nerds are some of the fucking weirdest people ever and shit. You hold sit on, up on. Here and spend fucking years bitching about Wonder Woman's costume. Oh, this costume's too sleek. Oh, this shit don't work. The red, white, and blue. Oh, why she gotta wear pretty much underwear and shit like that. And yet, you give this costume a pass. Do you not see how fucking short that costume
it
is?
It was
no
really short
than from the fucking first one.
From the waist up, the costume looks great. Anything after that, it's a fuck it.
It started at the waist.
And the funny thing is, though, we did a movie review on this, Justice League War. We had fans come out and agree with us. Costume looked like slut. And yet, now people, when I hear on podcasts and shit, oh, well, you know, this is a scientific fact. You ask any girl, they can fight in heels now. I'm like, why are y'all defending this Wonder Woman now all of a sudden? What makes this one so fucking different compared to the outfit she was wearing before and shit? Seriously, I ain't heard so many people talk praise of that costume where I'm just like, I don't fucking get y'all now at this point. Y'all jumping on some bandwagon or y'all really just don't fucking get it or whatever and shit. What the real problem with that fucking costume is, shit. You know what else she could look good into and be a warrior as well? Some fucking pants. How about that? Zack Snyder cannot write fucking women.
Just make that skirt longer, man. That's all they gotta do. And get rid of those fucking stripper boots. That's all they gotta do.
The thing is about the I don't give a fuck. You can talk to any girl. They can fight in heels. They can do anything. They can run in heels and shit. It's like, it's not the fact that they stuck her in the fucking heels. It's the fact that, as a man, I'm gonna put her in heels, whatever, because that looks sexy and strong to her. It's like, okay, you just couldn't give her boots and shit like that?
Right.
Now that's the thing, too, because I'm not that big of a Wonder Woman person, but I've read a lot of her fucking books and I understand where she come from. Even in the cartoon Justice League and shit, she says a lot of dialogues that, whatever, on Amazon, we are strong and proud women and stuff like, and we fight for our rights and stuff like, and you hear this shit, and then you look at her and go like, okay, bitch. So you're proud, huh? So you talk shit about her island, the Amazonian people. They talk shit about how the land people, the men of these land or whatever, they're so they pretty much damn near call them sexist and shit like that. They damn near whatever. And yet this bitch comes here and dressing in the most sexist fucking outfit ever.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this new costume, people don't have a problem with compared to the old. I don't fucking get that. I really don't. Right. That baffles the fuck out of me. If anything, out of that whole announcement, whatever, fuck the 20-second trailer and shit like that. I can give her two fucking less about it. That costume pisses me off in more ways than one. And not only that, it's just because, I don't know how many times I go over, Zack Snyder cannot work with women, especially when he has a bitchful wife that fucking agrees with him that, yeah, baby, yeah, exactly, that makes strong. And you name it, every fucking one of his movies, the women in there has been fucking horrible.
Well, people, sorry to interrupt there. No, I'm not Chicago John's missing daughter. I'm just Wayne, from Not Worth a Kick in the Ass. You might know me. They usually shit about me on the show. I'm just here to tell you that, Chicago John here fucked up as he goes missing in action. Apparently his audio completely vanishes without trace. So you have, P1 and Cody talking for the next, so let's just say 10 minutes or so. And then the audio completely cuts out because CJ lost the rest of the file. So, just thought I'd tell you that. Enjoy the rest of the show.
The thing is, see, I hear a lot of comparisons of Xena. Someone posted a photo of Xena next to her. Even Xena's skirt was longer than that.
Right. Yep, it was.
I'm like, and like Cody said, don't have a problem with the fucking skirt. Make that shit long. It's like,
thank
she
you.
Damn near could be in a Michael Bay film. I swear to God.
Yeah, basically.
I'm telling you this right now. If she gets in Batman's Batmobile and you see a crotch shot of her get out the car, you're going to see some fucking vagina. I'm telling you, that fucking scourge. And Sammy, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for thinking that shit looked awesome. When you sat up there and complained about the Wonder Woman costume as well, shit. You ought to be ashamed of your fucking self.
Oh, I didn't know she approved of it. Wow, okay.
Yeah, she fucking approved of it, shit. Yeah. That's why I'm trying to fucking understand why this one gets the approval and the other one didn't. It's the same goddamn costume except different color damn near. Oh, because P1, she looks sexy in a whatever. It's like, have you not seen the last time we saw a bitch in a Zack Snyder film like this? Now, shit, Watchmen for that matter too. Shit, you don't remember Silk Spectre? Oh, that's right. You don't remember Silk Spectre because she didn't do a goddamn thing except fuck on camera.
You know me, shit.
Yeah.
That fucking movie don't even follow the fuck. Okay, in a Zack Snyder film, don't even compare the comics to the fucking source material, to the fucking movie. Okay, that was the main reason why fanboys didn't like it, because it didn't follow the comic. They don't even fucking follow the comics. So if he's going to take liberations with it, which he did not have a problem with changing Superman's costume, then what the fuck?
Right.
Man, fuck you, Zack Snyder, you son of a bitch. And fuck that Wonder Woman kind. Fuck anybody that like it. You a fucking moron if you like it.
Damn.
Oh, and fuck you people that thought that fucking 30-second trailer... Oh, sorry, that 20-second trailer was the most... jizz... Luke said, someone said they fucking jizz their pants. I'm just like, nigga, if you don't fucking calm down... I'll tell you this right now, Ben Affleck, you need to start fucking moving from now on, nigga. If I see you standing and looking down anymore, I'm gonna be like, okay, goddammit, nigga, you could have just posed for some posters now, for me to post on my wall now, whatever shit. Cause you need to be fucking moving by this point, whatever. I can tell you this right now, people. Everybody that's quoting that Dark Knight, Returns line, whatever, I can tell you this right now. If Wonder Woman and all of them gonna be in there, and we getting a solo Batman film, that fight ain't gonna go down the way you think of it in the books.
No, hell no.
That fight gonna break up with a misunderstanding. I see another Godzilla prediction here.
Oh, Jesus. Please don't say that.
Breaks my heart to even hear that. Yeah, that's that Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm. A lot of shit.
Oh, that shit. Yeah. If I would have waited in line just for that 20 seconds, I'd have been pissed.
Yeah, we had a good time recording about it in the comfort of a condo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that waiting in line shit.
I like how that shit got posted the same day, though.
Exactly. That shit got posted like right when we were done recording, too, actually.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, shows up.
You know, people should be at a point now where they don't even have to fucking see that kind of shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
That trailer, that teaser, and I'm talking about whether it be for Avengers, Dark, Batman vs. Superman, or any fucking... That is not going to hold your opinion on that fucking movie. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, hell no.
And you would think that the movie nerds that were there would understand that by now.
No, they don't understand that because they got a silent foot with that Godzilla 2 news, so. They don't understand shit.
And I, you know what? I got to send a special, and Darkness don't do this, but I got to send a special shout out to Luke. Luke wore that ass out on Tony. I got to
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yo,
Luke wore that ass out. I was like, Tony don't have no comeback. I was like, man, Luke wore that ass out. I got to give you props on that, bro. I was shocked by that. I was just like, damn, shit. Tony, I hate to say this, brother, but you sound like a straight-A boy in your book.
Well, saying.
Man, Luke, hey, I know now I will not fuck with you, Luke, all right? Because when you passionate about something, man, you get it out in front. Part of me thought he was going to back down. After I was like, he's probably going to back down or whatever. Now, that motherfucker kept it going and got some strong points. I was just like, damn. Man, I'm gonna give you that was some beautiful shit. Usually Tony has some good comebacks on it, but that Australian boy, hey, you can't beat an Australian asshole. I can tell you that right now. those. So shout out to Luke and Wayne on that one for giving their 20-minute review off their 20-second off that 20-second trailer. It really did minute by minute, which was awesome, by the way, because I couldn't agree with them even fucking more. Especially when they played the trailer first and you hear that fucking one dude, oh my god! And I was like, I don't even see nothing on the screen right now. And then next thing I see Superman boots coming down. So I'm just like, oh. Like, I understand why people were excited, because the general audience actually liked Man of Steel. You know, whenever I talk to a person that actually liked that, the first thing they go to when I ask them, well, so why'd you like it? And that's before they even know how I feel about it. I say, why you like it? They go tell me, it was dark, it's gritty, it added some realness to it, whatever, and shit like that. And I was just like, so you like The Dark Knight, I see. Because you just pretty much summed up that movie. He was like,
right.
And their next word would be, I felt it was on the same level as Dark Knight. I was like,
oh, Jesus.
You remember where my low rating came from for that movie is because someone told me before I saw the fucking movie, I didn't have a screen for me, so I saw it on a weekend, and what the fucking somebody told me, it's like The Dark Knight meets The Avengers. My expectations shot up like a motherfucker. I was just like, The Dark Knight meets The Avengers? I was like, holy shit. Story with great action and chemistry between characters. I was just like, acting up the par. I was like, oh, I got to see it. And I saw that, but I was looking there like, I ain't never been so pissed off walking out of the theater. You gotta be kidding me. If you're gonna say that about a superhero film, then you need to fucking bring it then.
Exactly.
And see, I have much more problems in that movie than just him cracking his neck. If anything, that was my last problem I had with the film, whatever. To me, that was the forgettable problem of the film, to be honest, because that film had a lot more fucking problems going. The problem before that was I couldn't see a goddamn thing that was happening on screen. I was just like, how the fuck is this acceptable? My next problem was, how the fuck did Lois get there? My next fucking problem, if you want to really get into the killing, because a lot of people are saying he had no choice but to kill him, we saw in a flying shot how fast he can just take off. He couldn't just fly his eye up in the air?
Nope.
That family couldn't move the fuck out the way?
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
go the opposite way? Which, mind you, after the beams went off, they went that exact way. I was like, they couldn't go that way before the beams? I mean, Superman could have put his hands over his eyes? I mean, I'm I mean, there's a lot of things he could have did, to be honest. I mean, you know, in the animated show and shit, there was a lot of scenes in every episode almost where a villain was holding on to Superman's neck. There was always a scene like that in an animated show and shit like that. Always a scene where they was grabbing on his neck and shit like that. And his neck is so fucking thick, it looked like they was like, why y'all even doing that? It's like, he's just gonna grab, cause there's always a scene where they grab his neck and he just grabs him by the head and throws their asses and shit. And I'm just like, why even waste your time doing that shit? It sure didn't look like it from that movie I saw though.
Michael Shannon.
Just did a Hulk smash on his fucking head then, whatever shit. I like, my main problem with that whole fight scene is Zod adapted in the power. I was born for this, man. You don't even fucking know about it, man. How you gonna be born for something you don't even know about?
Yeah, he adapted that shit real quick.
When he said that shit, I was the only one laughing in the theater. I was just like, you got it, come on now. Y'all can't tell me that it's so serious and dark and realistic. Where it was like, y'all don't find that goofy whatsoever. Come on now.
Exactly.
Well, that goes back to my superhero rant, though. It's just like whenever a superhero film goes ahead and say that dark and realistic world, that's when you need to be worried about a film, because not only does it take that comic book feel for it and that fun out of it, whatever, but when it takes itself too goddamn serious like that, you start to notice that when they make an adaptation of a book and shit, how fucking ridiculous that shit looks when it's really serious. The fact that like something like the Avengers can play it for a joke or whatever, that's what makes that film works even more. Because if they took that shit too fucking serious, it'd be like, come on now, man. Y'all got a giant-ass green monster over here that's just flying across the city and shit like that. I mean, come on.
I agree.
When you go to the Man of Steel world, which, even with the bad superhero films, like, even I even go ahead and say Green Lantern. I didn't even give that fucking movie a pass because I was like, at least the effects look good, whatever. And whenever he's on, oh, that shit's fun or whatever. But Man of Steel, I didn't find out one goddamn part in that movie fun. I felt it. My brain was hurting walking out of my mind. I was just like, goddamn, dude. Shit. Shit, man. What the fuck was they trying to do? They were trying to make an Argo with this or something? What was this? It's the summertime. I didn't come for this shit. I didn't hear that shit. I came to see a motherfucker punch a motherfucker or whatever. Oh, wait. I got that, but I couldn't see a guy.
I was going to say, you got plenty of that.
People sit up here and tell me all the time, oh, Transformers is stupid. Transformers, oh, the Ninja Turtle movie going to be shit. Y'all never do realize, man, it still had the same goddamn plot line as Transformers, right? Same fucking plot line. Lois Lane was such a strong female character or whatever and shit.
Oh God! Please start that fucking.
That was worst fucking. That scene.
Oh God! Damn! I fucking hate that scene.
That scene pissed me off. That scene pissed me the fuck off because like you see buildings falling down behind Superman and he catches her. They land while Zod is getting up out of the rubble and shit, and they just kiss. And I'm just standing like, you know, the villain, the dude that just tried to kill people, he's right there. You need to handle that, bro.
No, not only that, you got all these dead fucking civilians everywhere, or people who got turned to ash, probably.
Yeah.
And they just don't give a fuck.
And then all you see is Lawrence Fishburne and his crew. Why? I hate to even say this, because every superhero film is convenient at one point, but this one just made it so convenient that the main actors that are obviously going to be in the sequel...
Yep.
Just pop up out of the rubble. Nobody else. Just these three people. Yeah, they're like, okay,
miraculously fucking live, of course.
That's some bullshit. Come on.
Bullshit to the nth degree.
And then why did Superman go to a deserted place where that machine was drilling in the ground instead of going to where the machine was killing the people at?
Well, people, sadly, that's where the show cuts off. Don't shoot the messenger, not my responsibility. Go and shoot Chicago Johnstead. I'm sure he'll love it. So, I guess tune in next time to The Darkness, whenever the hell it'll be, and whenever the hell CJ decides to record the whole fucking show.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone, darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody! Darkness!